Writer Doug Fine lives in Alaska most of the time and out in the country there. But he's undertaken a 4,000-mile journey along the Alaskan Highway, through the Canadian wilderness, and on toward Mexico. Along the way, he's getting reacquainted with the more urban pleasures of life. Here are some of Doug Fine's observations.
When I left Alaska, I was so freaked out about leaving rural life that I hid out in some hot springs for a couple of days before moving on. Then I drove through vast Yukon forests before I finally arrived in my first major city in over 1,000 days, Vancouver. I saw something really wild there. It was the suspension bridge. I mean, it was huge. It had these cables running across the river and it held up the whole road. I mean, human beings build these things. But wait, that was just getting to the city. When I got into Vancouver itself, I thought I'd stay at a youth hostel. Safe, right? But when I checked in, the night clerk told me that junkies would bash in my windshield if I parked in the street. Junkies? But the only thing in my car is my Therm-a-Rest sleeping pad, I told her. She didn't get that where I live, no one ever takes their key out of their car. I don't even own a key to my cabin. Well, she said, these junkies, they need to ingest heroin. They'll break in for a dime. Ingest heroin? Whatever happened to needles? The night clerk was cool, though. She said she'd let me park in staff parking if I gave her a candy bar. Deal, I said. I tossed her a Kit Kat. But when I got into my hostel room and bolted the door, suddenly I thought, oh no, what about the fish in my back seat? I had this crate of jarred salmon sitting in the back seat of my car. When the night clerk saw it, she was kind of grossed out by it. I told her, no, it's great. It's my winter protein. I caught it myself and jarred it in the pressure cooker. But then I relaxed and figured that, you know, if some heroin ingester wanted to suck down some homemade fish, he should have it. Probably be good for him. And though I was feeling sort of weird behind the locked door of this hostel, I also felt kind of good. Civilization isn't all bad. I mean, even though the night clerk had been exhausted and her eyes were bleary and all, she helped me out. She gave me great information I needed about AAA membership and the best internet cafes. So sure, a lot has changed in the past 3 years, but there are still some nice people out there. It's just a little easier to park in some places than others. Later, on my way out of the hostel, I tipped the clerk a Three Musketeers bar. I figured Vancouver, like Alaska, is full of sugar ingesters.
Doug Fine's book, Not Really an Alaskan Mountain Man, is being published this fall.